Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, followed by our Roundtable Pizza, Padres Roundtable over in our sound space. It'll be good to see. Haven't seen Tony Gwynn Jr.
It's been forever.
In a while. Because he leaves for spring training back in, late February.
Yep.
And then have not crossed paths with him since the season started. So
I don't smell the round table yet. It usually starts wafting in here.
9:30 to 9:45. Now, it's still hot when we get it, so it can't be too early.
That's true. I get to have a piece today.
Good. You didn't have any last week.
No, because I had to go to the gym. And I went back-to-back days, so I don't have to. So I'm going to have a piece.
You should not feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty even a little. Oh, my God. I don't feel even a little bit guilty.
Well, Roundtable Pizza is pizza royalty.
That's true.
I know you weren't sure what the last honest pizza meant. I don't know if they do either. Sometimes those taglines don't really mean a lot. They're just something you're supposed to remember.
Domino's and Woodstock.
Those are liars' pizzas?
Are they dishonest?
They're liars'
pizzas. The last dishonest
pizza. True. You are disparaging all other pizza.
Yes.
When you say you're the last honest pizza.
Honest? Is that...
Do you want your pizza to lie to you?
Kind of
do. Okay.
I wish you... No, I'm healthy. Eat me. Eat me. I this isn't going to affect you.
No, you're not going to gain weight when you eat
no.
me.
No. No, have as much as you want. I do want a liar's pizza. I've just decided. I will eat the Roundtable Pizza because this is very good, but I do want the liar's pizza. Lie to me.
Is this real news
I'm
in the chat from
right
the
now.
Goose? He's pretty trustworthy. It says Zach Hample has been banned from MLB stadiums.
About time.
Wow. Story this week.
He's
Zach
a
Hample,
menace,
the ball
dude.
Hawk.
He's a menace.
Had one where he stole possibly a home run robbing catch.
Holy crap.
At the Tampa Bay Rays game. And
it's real.
So the MLB has had enough of
There's
his ball hawking
There's a press release from
ways.
The office of the commissioner.
What does it say?
It's fake.
Is it fake That's news?
Fake.
Fake press release? People want this to happen
it's
so
fake.
Badly.
It's fake.
He didn't break. He, I
it's
don't,
fake. It's talking fake. Baseball.
It's a John Boy parody. Talking Bossa Bell is what it says. It's fake.
Talking Bossa Bell.
Yeah. Close. Okay. You almost got us.
That is fake. Yep.
Fake news.
Still April.
God, getting us in April.
Jerks.
I think it's a fine line. Technically, he didn't break any rules by reaching and catching that ball.
Nope.
It was going to leave. It was just across the barrier. You can, as a fan, interfere once it goes over the fence. I don't know. I mean, are you supposed to leave your seat as much as he does and move around the ballpark? I mean, there's no I don't think there's any rule. They want you walking around to concession stands and stuff, but are you blocking the views of other people when you're in their section? That's not, he doesn't have a seat in every section, and he moves around a lot during the game.
Just a menace, man. Just a menace. He's a menace. He pushes little kids out of the way. I mean, he's just constantly going after baseballs, and I don't understand it. It's his bit, whatever. He has not been banned, so he will continue to do it. I do, and I did give him credit yesterday for being in the right place at the right time. Is he disturbing the peace, as Curtis said? If that dude was in front of me trying to get a ball, yes, I would be disturbed.
And, you know, baseball teams are private entities.
Correct.
You know, they can't just ban everyone randomly. But if you feel like someone is impacting other customers, then you should have the right to say you are no longer welcome at this establishment.
I agree. Now, is what he's doing so egregious? Is he lighting smoke bombs and, you know, pipe bombs in stadiums? No, he's not doing that. But he is a menace. He's a menace.
Even if he was still a content creator and all that and just wasn't such a jerk.
Right.
Like, we would be studying this guy.
Yeah.
You joked yesterday when we talked about him. Like, he would have a job with a Major League Baseball team. He's really good at scouting.
He knows where the ball's going to go.
Deep flies are going to go.
Yeah.
But he's just such an unlikable jerk that you kind of forget all about that.
Yeah, that's true. You can get away with a lot more if you're a nice guy.
If his bit was, I'm going to make sure a kid leaves with a home run baseball every game I go to. Or
now, that's a good bit.
You know what I mean? Like,
catch
that's
one,
a great bit.
Catch and release.
Yes,
catch and release is a good bit.
Catch and release with Zach Hampton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I just, hey, man.
The self-entitlement, the video, like, was it the Rockies?
Yeah.
Where he was, like, screaming at this guy that's like, bro, you don't have a ticket here. You can't sit here.
Yeah.
You don't have a ticket. And he's like, well, I don't understand. And he was giving this guy such a problem.
Tony says, I see him in the right field mission all the time. He tries to appear nice. Yeah, again, I just feel he's been doing this for so long. I think the bit is tired. I think the shtick is kind of over. I think it's the Hawk Tua, you know? It's, you had your moment.
Hawk Tua!
And it's over. As much as you would like Hawk Tua to last forever and ever, you wish that Hawk Tua was at every game. You know, maybe before the game, maybe after, maybe during a game. Doesn't last forever.
The 15 minutes are up.
Trust me.
15 minutes is fine.
15 minutes would be great.
Who says no?
5 minutes would be great. You know?
All right. We move on.
Hawk Tua is about to be on a documentary, I heard. We haven't done that in the Rindle Report.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, there did we?
Yeah. Last week.
Were you not listening?
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
You weren't paying attention to everything Paulie said? You missed something, huh?
Well, I probably commented. Oh. You know my recall.
You did.
I'm in the moment, but once the moment's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
You know that. I'm here, but after today, you ask me what we did, I'll have no idea.
I can't. I've found it harder to remember guests that we've had on the program.
Almost impossible. Almost impossible.
I had one this morning and going, there's no way I would forget if we had this guest on ever.
Ooh,
but then
quiz me.
And then I had in my mind, no, we did have him on once at the old station, and I couldn't remember for sure. Paulie knows because he's got a younger brain, but I couldn't. Did we ever have Jim Nantz on?
No, never had Jim
Nantz. Never had him on.
No.
So I feel like
we did.
See, I thought in my head, maybe we did one time have Jim Nantz on.
But Paulie would know.
I trusted Paulie's judgment more than my own on these.
Would love to. Jim, you have an open invite anytime.
God, anytime.
I know it's a busy week. This week.
Yeah.
Maybe next week we can catch up with him.
Yeah, I mean, after Masters week, really.
He's like retired, right? That's all he does. Didn't he say he's retiring?
Football. He's retired from the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Went as a fan, disappointed as Houston Cougars lost in the final.
There was a story. Did you guys see the story of the Florida student reporter that has been a Florida Gators fan her entire life?
This chick's getting like
she's getting
dragged.
Murdered.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Benny, online? So she takes a – she is – at the last game, the championship game, and she has grown up Florida Gators fan her entire life. And all she did when the last shot didn't happen, she filmed herself and she did this. Like, opened her mouth. That's it. There was no cheering. There wasn't, yeah, Gators! She's getting dragged by journalists everywhere for, quote, celebrating in the press area.
And Talia, in the press box.
Talia
Baia.
Talia Baia.
University of Florida Journalism School.
Journalism School.
That's ESPN Gainesville that, student report.
And that is when I tell you,
stupid.
When I tell you that she didn't utter a sound, she just goes like this, like
showed emotion.
Showed emotion.
The rule is not there because you are supposed to have no feelings or opinions
right.
or give up all your childhood loyalties.
Right.
The rule is there so you're not constantly disturbing other people who are working next to you.
Correct.
The no cheering in the press box is not some sort of ethical, you know, standard that you hold yourself to. No one wants to be writing a game story on deadline, and the guy next to them, every other play, is going, yeah, yeah. That's why the rule exists. It's not some handcuff on, oh, you're not a real journalist because you're cheering in the press box. I promise you. When I'm up there and the Padres do something, yeah, you know, I give a fist bump.
You got a problem.
You do?
Bump. Yeah.
You fist bump?
Yeah, I just don't scream and bother other people.
I didn't
people,
know you did
like,
that.
I was just like, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Because
I
a
yelped,
human being.
I yelped one time in there and the whole place was like
well,
the record scratched.
Other people, but if yeah. you quietly, like she was doing, like,
I think
wow.
it was like a, it was like, it was, I'll never forget. It was Joey Lucchese pickoff. I went, oh, like that. Like I gave it Tony Gwynn Jr. I was like,
now,
oh.
Now I heard Nance saying, you know, in his career, you know, he went to Houston, is a Houston Cougars fan, but he said, I had to stay neutral. Anytime
right.
I, you know, did a game, because, you know, as a national broadcaster, you're doing the game for both teams. And you really have to keep that in mind.
He's an alum?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he went to Houston. He was Freddie Couples' roommate
That's
at Houston.
So brutal.
They were talking about him on Saturday. I was watching the Final Four, and they showed him, like, walking in through the tunnel, and people are saying hi to him, and he's got all his red on, and they're talking about, like, hey, he's got a pretty big week with the Masters coming up, but if Houston wins, and they ended up winning, and they're playing on Monday night for the championship, he's got to go, right?
His kids, and he said, and I didn't have to be neutral.
Oh, yeah, he got to be a fan.
It was fun to go and be a fan and not have to be impartial because I was doing a game for both teams.
Because otherwise, he's probably in Augusta by Monday, right?
It happens
for
Masters
week,
Sunday night.
It happens in the inverse, too, where Pat Hayden was a quarterback for USC, and they had him on the Notre Dame broadcasts, and I could feel the hatred, as I would expect it, right? When he would call games, I would have to mute them because I'd be screaming and cursing him out the whole time. That's not smart. You can find somebody else other than a USC quarterback to call. Now, it doesn't have to be Brady Quinn either, right? But how about somebody down the middle? How about somebody neutral? You know, when I hear Joe Davis calling Padre games, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You know. Dan Fouts sometimes was a national broadcaster, would call some Charger games. You know, I think he tried to. Yeah, it's tough because you have really good insight on those teams.
You do.
But you also know that they probably have a bit of a rooting interest as well. So.
I want to do a bit where I go to the press box and just cheer the whole game. I'd probably lose my credential.
You probably would.
Maybe on my last year I'll do it. Just once Paulie gets on. Paulie, you have to come
with
me.
Ever up there. You really, I've
never.
Barely ever seen you in the press box.
I go to
life.
Get a brownie sometimes, because why not? Yeah. And a Coke. And then I call it a day. And go to the bathroom. I use the bathroom up there quite a bit. Because it's there.
It's a good bathroom.
Yeah.
It's usually not too crowded.
Yeah, that's true.
A nice perk.
Very nice
perk. Press box.
See Jesse Agler in there sometimes.
Yeah.
Saw Joe Davis fixing his eyebrows in there one time.
Paulie did find a Throwback Thursday clip for us we can get to in our next segment. Let's just say two words. Barbershop Quartet. And also...
oh, yeah, the Padres won. If you're saying this wrong, your team got smoked. Yeah, yeah. That's right. The Padres won. Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
If you know, you know. Plus, Jim Bowden with some interesting details about Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s new contract, which is officially announced. We can get to all of that coming up. Check the traffic. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, I'll tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Summer approaching. The weather is getting nicer. It's actually pretty warm in some parts of the county already. If you'd like to look your best in shorts and bathing suits and t-shirts this summer, lose the weight and lose it quickly. In 2 months, you can lose 10 to 20% of your body weight and up to a pound of fat per day by eating regular foods from the grocery store, not shakes or bars or mixes, and following the plan set out for you by your counselor at SDFatLoss.com. I did it. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Chris Ella did it. Matt Scraby did it. John Flint down the hall. We've lost hundreds of pounds in this building, and Tier 1s have lost thousands of pounds around San Diego. The program costs half as much and works up to twice as fast as most other programs. And to keep costs down even more, take advantage of the spring special right now by getting $200 off when you set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. No exercise required, no injections or hormones or anything weird, just real sustainable weight loss. I've kept all the weight off and then some in the last year and a half. So go today, SDFatLoss.com, set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Colin heard the cue to call in and won the Padres tickets in our
very
last
proud
segment.
Of that one during the break. Colin.
Colin?
You're Colin for the right reason. He loved it. He's so giddy. See?
Congratulations, Colin. Oh.
See how much you bring to the table?
I would have never thought
of Colin for the right reason.
Yes, he did.
Give yourself a lot of credit there.
It's a minimal amount of credit on that one, actually. But we will have another pair of for the game for the Aloha shirt Motorola giveaway game on Monday for you tomorrow. And we'll have that sounder for you again. But everyone else, sorry, Colin called in and got the tickets for today. Did you see the unique provision in the new contract that it was announced for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
Yeah, a massive signing bonus?
So it's a $500 million deal.
Yeah.
But $325 million of the deal is a signing bonus.
That is insane.
Now, he's not getting it all, right. Like, sign it, and here's your check for $325 million. It's spread out over the course of the contract, which So how is that any different from a salary?
Just manipulation?
So it is in a couple of different ways. Very clever. Give his agent some credit here. By making it a signing bonus is taxed where you live, not where you work. And in Canada, they get you on the taxes there. So in the signing bonus, he'll be taxed on wherever he lives in the off season. I don't know, Florida or Dominican or whatever. So he saves tax money there. Also, and this was pointed out as well, very smartly, I think I saw Jim Bowden pointed it out. If there's a work stoppage, like the CBA expires and there's a lockout, players don't get paid their salaries. But signing bonuses don't get affected by a lockout. They're already good to go. You're just paying them off in increments over the years. So he will still get his full signing bonus even if there was a 5-year lockout, which, of course, no one wants to see anything like that. But that would not be affected on a signing bonus.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
You wonder at some point who's going to, Dodgers, who's going to, you know, test the limits and sign a guy to a $600 million contract with a $599 million signing bonus.
Like, we're going to pay you $1,000, basically, is what this boils down to. $599 is going to be your signing bonus, though.
I guess you'd have to pay him at least the minimum salary every year.
$800,000.
But,
right?
You know, for someone who, like Ohtani, who is dodging theoretically a lot of California taxes by getting his money later when he moves to Japan or somewhere else, why wouldn't someone just say, yeah, I live in Florida, Texas, wherever. It's a huge signing bonus. My salary is actually quite small for you tax accountants in the state office.
So it's crazy, man. Like, it's how they all, because they all, you know, a lot of these guys have homes and make their residences in
Arizona, Florida,
Texas, and Florida, you know, where it's much better tax bracket.
Should you be allowed to do that? You're working for a California enterprise,
but you're
in
a contract
California.
Employee.
Yeah.
You're a contract. So, but hey, you know who else is a contract employee? Me.
Right.
My new address is my parents' address
in Texas.
In Texas. Huh. I feel like I'd like to skirt the IRS more than I do. I do. I do feel like I wouldn't. That's an organization I don't mind skirting. Not
probably shouldn't admit that on the.
Well, IRS, listen, I don't. What I'm telling you is I don't. I'm saying I should more.
Well, now you better never accidentally do it.
I was so 1 year. This was many years ago. I accidentally didn't report what was it? It was some sort of. It was some sort of weird like
bribe or
payout.
Something?
No, it was. So Channel 10 was sold.
Right.
And they paid us out. And I'd only been working there for a couple of years.
Like vacation?
And there was like a pension.
Yeah, pension.
And I hadn't even thought about it. It wasn't a huge amount of money. It was
how
like,
much?
Like $1,500 that I accrued. So instead of just transferring over, the new company didn't have a pension. So they just paid it out to me. But it was separate. And I didn't even remember it. And I thought, you know, I didn't. So I filed my taxes and didn't think about that $1,500.
Yeah.
I wasn't anything I was trying to cheat or anything. I just didn't realize it was part of it. And then I just later, like 5 months later, the IRS just said, oh, you forgot to put this on. Here's a bill. It wasn't like you're under investigation or anything. It's just you owe an extra whatever it was,
whatever
you know, $237 in taxes. Just send it here. It's like, so they do know.
Yeah.
Like when you don't pay. I thought, oh, if you don't report it, I thought this was all on the honor system. Like whatever
you're a sweet kid, dude. They're watching you, bro.
They don't know. So, I mean, if you get audited, you're in trouble. But as long as you don't get audited and
you can skate through.
You can skate through it. But no, they do know what is supposed to be theirs.
Wow.
Even if you're not like specifically under investigation or getting audited.
Yeah, the company filed. Yeah. It had a list of people it paid out.
Yeah.
You know, like that's crazy. Adam says, if it's not cash, then they know. So deal in cash.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ask Michael if he can start paying me in cash every week, every other week, bimonthly.
That's a pain nowadays.
I know. It is. I used cash the other day at a convenience store, and the guy looked at me like I was an alien.
Young people, especially.
Yeah.
When you try to pull out cash, they give you the side eye at this point.
When's the last time you went to the ATM to pull out cash? It's been
forever.
But then
there's also the places that still charge you extra for using for the credit card fees. It's going, wait. You don't take cash, but you're going to charge me the extra for the credit card fee? Come on.
I know. Hopefully we're going to get a big fat stack of cash out of that safe that your mom is planning on opening soon.
Right.
Do we get a taste, a cut,
I
for all the publicity we gave it?
don't think that they needed any publicity.
What about Tall Ron or whatever his name is that's going to be getting...
He probably owes us a little bit.
Yeah, he owes us a taste. What am I going to do? What am I going to do with my cut? That's what I want to know.
Could be a lot. Could be nothing.
Could be nothing.
Paulie, we got some Throwback Thursday for us.
Yes. So this was from a couple of years back. So tomorrow, actually, April 11th, is National Barbershop Quartet Day. And this was from a couple of years ago. Ben had, I don't think it was on the same day. I think he had recently told us, though, that his life goal at one point
when he was a kid, he was like 14, it was his mission. Mine was to French kiss a girl. When I was around that age, maybe even second base at 14. Yours was to nail this song.
By the Marcells.
By the Marcells.
1961 song by the Marcells.
So we played that. We had a ridiculous amount of fun with
it. So much.
But I wanted to take it a little bit step further. How can we have a barbershop quartet? Like we said earlier, there's only three of us. But what if I had four different Ben Higgins singing Blue Moon?
Ooh.
And I put it all together.
Oh.
And
is there a barbershop quartet setting or something you slide the audio into? That's amazing.
Bomp it a bomp it a bomp it a bomp bomp it a dang 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 it
Now, I think traditionally you want people with different vocal ranges.
I heard four different ones.
You want some variety in your quartet?
I heard
the original.
I heard
loads of variety. Loads.
Dang, 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 dong, ding, blue moon, blue moon, blue moon.
Oh, my God.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Dip, 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 blue moon, blue, blue moon.
Ben the tenor, Ben the baritone, Ben the bass. Ben the alto.
There's your tenor.
Blue Moon.
Holy crap.
Well, it's funny because my unlikely music collaboration for this week's Daily Diddy, Ben Higgins and Paul Reindel on the controls over there. So we'll have our Daily Diddy coming up and get into the show.
The Daily Diddy?
Bomp it, bomp it, bomp it, bomp it, dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it, blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Dip, 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 blue, 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 blue. Dip, 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 blue, 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 blue.
Now they need some work.
I didn't say they were good.
No, they didn't have a lot of time to practice.
That's first. Imagine hearing that and thinking your only value is reading liners for your radio show. All right? It's just the most absurd. If I had an asp, I would hit you with it right now. Hearing that, it's just pure gold. And then
that was Paulie's gold.
No, that was your gold. You coming to us, our show, and going, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I really wanted to nail this, so I practiced it all the time. It's like a treasure trove. It's just pure gold. And then singing it. It was just amazing. Mm. Oh, it was great. Love that barbershop quartet. I remember I tried furiously to get a real one in there. I could not find one. I emailed one. They're defunct. They broke up. Drugs, alcohol, sex, all of
the usual story,
the trappings of the band, lead singer disease, you know, all of it. And I just could not find one. I wanted one so badly. And still do. I still do. So if you know of any, have them contact me ASAP. I'll find a spot for them.
We've got the Rather Report coming up in our final segment. Yesterday was actually a day that basketball fans have been waiting a couple of months for since the trade deadline.
That was something.
Luka's return to Dallas.
That was something else.
Talk about that and more headlines with Paulie coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 00046. Play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
7 Mile Casino has just about everything except for a barbershop quartet.
I was just going to say, the one thing that they could do to spruce it up would have a barbershop quartet there.
Actually, no. You know, they want you to be able to focus on your cards. That's why there's no slot machines. There's no smoke. It's simply a great haven for card players, even high-limit players. They're spreading great action at their California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow, and Baccarat tables at San Diego's closest and best card room.
Absolutely, man. They got everything you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino, including a smoke-free environment, no slot machines there. It's for card players, and it's for people that want to go have a great time. Got a great patio. You can play for a while. Go sit out on the patio, have an ice-cold one, looking out at the bay. They will take good care of you at 7 Mile Casino. There's a lot to love, certainly, but the proximity to downtown, it's just literally seven minutes
no,
on the nose.
No drive, 45 minutes or more, and then drive back. Yeah,
yep.
just make the short drive down the 5 off the Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Since we're in the final segment of the show, I'm just going to ask you. I didn't want to bring it up earlier because I didn't want you to...
Oh, God, what?
Well, I didn't want you to know that during breaks, I was clicking on just to see if I could watch a little bit of the early ESPN Plus streaming coverage of the Masters.
Yeah, well, I fully expect it.
But every time I've tried to click on it, it's gone to the page, and then I just get the spinning wheel of death. And I wondered, have you like asked the engineers to like block my access or something somehow?
Yes,
to the
actually.
Masters, because I cannot watch any of it. I got
scores.
No, it's every time I click on like watch the Morikawa Scheffler group, it just spinning wheel of death every single
time. Before you got in, we actually went over to our engineer department and talked to JR, and we gave him your IP address and said block ESPN
Plus
or any
Masters coverage
content.
I promise you, on our friendship, I did not do that.
That would be. I was trying to avoid really looking at all during the show.
Now that would be
breaks. That would be okay.
That would have been a funny bit, though.
Yeah.
For me to have the, I'm actually pissed. I didn't think of it.
Steven Yeager leads at 4 under. Scottie Scheffler 3 under. The defending champ already alone in second place through 8 holes. Very good start for Scottie. But Rory hasn't even teed off yet. Xander hasn't teed off yet. Long way to go. Still first half of the first round at Augusta National.
What's your favorite day to watch? All of them?
Ooh. I think Sunday is still the best at the Masters.
Moving day is pretty great.
The back nine on Sunday, just because there's so much movement, because there's so many holes where if you play it well, you can make eagles and birdies.
Yeah.
And if you make a tiny mistake, you can make a 9.
It's wild, too, the ability to score on the back nine. On Sunday, it's like,
hey, 31, you shoot 41.
They're like, hey, it's here for you. Do you have the temerity to get through this and, you know, go for it, really? And it's tantalizing. There's some back nines of courses, and especially in a major like that, Benny, where you're like, I'm trying to just even par would be lovely on a Sunday
and the U.S. Open is that way, which is fine. It's a different test of golf, but it's a test against par.
This is a
generally test
against your brain and your stones to say, like, I could score here on the back nine. I have the guts
like
to
holes
do it?
Like 13 and 15, the par fives, both very reachable. But if you make a little mistake,
you're
toast. Go in that creek on 13.
Raise Creek, is that right?
Well, that's a tributary to Raise Creek.
Tributary.
Raise Creek's the one that goes in front of the 12, the par three.
Got it.
And then a little stream that goes off of it is called a tributary to Raise Creek. And then have the pond both in front of and behind 15. So you can go in, if you're short or long, that thing can roll all the way into the water. You got the water on 16 on the par three there, and then finish it out with the 18, which you have to carve a perfect
fade it
tee shot up the hill, get it around those trees, and you overfade it, you're in those trees. We've seen that before, so there's plenty of spots for peril, but also plenty of birdies and eagles if you hit the right shots. It's not that hard for pro players, at least,
you can
to
move
themselves real opportunities to score. So it's always
killing me,
it's always a good test on
it's
stuff.
Killing me that I'm not gonna be able to watch. Absolutely decimating me. Couldn't get the old 9 o'clock game that day, huh? Nope, got the old one.
Just play it in the dugout. Bring.
I don't know that iPad. I don't know that is the
what,
right
your,
place
for a Maybe watching a Padres game is okay, but
Padres game is okay.
Watching golf while you're trying to play baseball is not the best.
Yeah.
All right, let's check traffic one last time, then Paulie's going to finish things up with his Rindle report before our roundtable next year on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, let's start off in the NBA. This game, for a regular season game, been circled on a lot of people's calendars ever since the trade went down in, God, what was that, early February?
Yeah.
The Mavs-Lakers trade. Yeah. So it was Luka's return as a Laker to Dallas. Now, the Lakers won 112-97. Behind 45 points from your boy Luka Doncic in his return.
Got 31 in the first half or something?
Yeah, he came was to play. On fire. And you knew he would have a little bit more to prove in that game. I thought it was interesting. I wanted to get you guys' take, though. I'm sure you saw the clips. They did a whole tribute before the game to Luka.
I watched it live, man.
He was emotional. He was fighting back. He wasn't really
fighting back.
Like, no, he was in the 8 o'clock
hour. Like Ben in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes. Yes.
He's gaslighting the Mavericks into thinking
that. They said, nice, Luka, you do so much more than just pass the ball.
It was nice that they did a tribute, but also they knew it's a bad look. Because it's
okay,
just,
that's what I want to
the scab, question. Picking right. the scab, picking
you
the scab.
You have
to do it. You have to do it.
You have. They had to. Is he going to come back and they're just going to ignore him like he doesn't exist?
No, start guard number 45, Luka Doncic. No, you can't do
him like second out of the five and just real quietly.
How do you properly do that? Because
they did it.
You think so?
They did it.
Don't you think it's also a little bit weird to like have this tribute about what an amazing player you are and you're the best. You're the best thing this franchise has had in the last 15 years.
There's a phrase that applies here.
It's
a no-win situation. And
I think the
Mavs were in a no-win situation last night.
Yep.
They don't do it. They get ripped.
Fired, Nico.
They get ripped for not
there.
Doing it. They do it. It's a bad look either way. They could not win that situation.
I honestly, look, at its basis level, professional sports is a business, period. They made a business decision, right? And again, there were probably some emotions involved with Nico trading him. You know, we'd heard the rumors of conditioning and I don't know, like his attitude, whatever it may be. It's still a business decision you made. You traded him away. But that doesn't mean you don't appreciate what he brought to your franchise. You just didn't want to appreciate it beyond this season and, you know, beyond. So I thought they nailed it. The tribute video was extremely moving. I don't care. I couldn't care less about the Lakers or the Mavericks. And I watched that video. I was tearing up, man, watching him tear up. Watching his, you know, when he got drafted and everything else. It was fantastic.
If the 49ers, if the Padres traded Fernando Tatis Jr. in a universally it was universally known as maybe the worst trade of all time.
Right.
I don't know how I would expect them or want them to handle his return to Petco Park.
Honestly, you better do exactly what the Dallas Mavericks just did. You know, you better.
It's so different.
You're going to lose so many fans.
Like, it's not Luka didn't sign with another team as a free agent.
Right.
That's a different return.
Totally different.
This is nothing of his doing. He said at the time, I love Dallas and never wanted to leave,
yep.
but I don't have any choice. I'm going to Los Angeles. So, you know, fans had... They wanted to express their love and thanks to a guy that they loved. A
lot of longtime Dallas sports guys that just absolutely adore the Mavericks and Luka, they were like, I don't know how you fans did it. I couldn't have gone tonight. You know, they covered him every single day, grew to fall in love with him. Yeah, it was a business decision. Now, only time will tell if it was the right one. Doesn't seem to be the right decision at all. But... You know, time will tell how that trade looks, and, you know, we'll know more in 5-10 years. But it was really emotional, really emotional.
Yeah. Just two games left in the NBA season,
oh,
in the regular season.
Thank God.
Lakers are 49-31, third in the West. But then the Nuggets and Clippers, 48-32. The Grizzlies, 47-32. They have three games left. The Warriors, who lost on a buzzer beater by former Warrior Harrison Barnes, they're 47-33. They'd be back in the play-in game all of a sudden. And the Timberwolves, 46-33. So all of those teams just separated by a couple of games in the standings, from 3 to 8.
I think the Nuggies won their first game without their head coach last night.
Adelman, new interim head coach, got a win last night against the Spurs.
Rick Adelman?
Adelman, yeah.
All right.
It's Adelman, isn't it? I thought it was Adelman.
I thought it was Rick Adelman. Rick Adelman, aren't they related?
They are. I thought it was Adelman.
I always thought it was Adelman. Hmm. His brother coached at Maricosta.
Potato.
Yeah.
Cleat.
Adelman.
You don't hear that a lot. Go ahead, Paulie. I wonder if they're related.
I can't remember if this was ever a don't do this story, but Ohio State.
Speaking of don't do this, what is happening right
Adam
now?
Adam just lingering. What
just
do you want?
Lingering in here. We're doing it right in the middle of a radio show here. Oh, man. What's happening? Bring me some pizza.
they just wheeled it behind you so you could smell it.
Yeah.
Saw Tony Gwynn Jr. walking by. Good to see him. So after Adam completely derailed us here, there are a couple of beat writers for Ohio State football who have been fired from their podcast job that they had for skimming money that was intended for athletes, according to this lawsuit.
Those podcasters.
It was written on Awful Announcing. So back on March 31st, these two guys, Austin Ward and Jeremy Birmingham, they are Ohio State beat writers. They had a podcast with the, all caps, the media. Makes sense that you're an Ohio State podcast. They were let go on March 31st. And their firings became public a few days later when their former coworker was on a subscriber message. So I don't know if that was Discord, Substack, Patreon, etc. But through a message, he started talking about what happened with these two guys. Everybody wanted to know where the new podcast would be. And he went and kind of said, oh, they got fired. And there were rumors on message boards, social media, that suggested that these guys had mishandled ad revenue for the podcast. And they denied it publicly. New court filing found this week says, no, that's exactly what they were doing. This is according to the lawsuit. Both Ward and Birmingham allegedly skimmed money from sponsorship and ad deals that was exclusively intended to compensate Ohio State athletes for appearing on the podcast. It also says the pair admitted in writing to pocketing a portion of those funds, with Birmingham specifically stating that after paying players, the leftover revenue was split between him, his partner, and an unnamed third party. So basically, long story short, two guys have a podcast. They interview athletes from Ohio State.
We'll pay you this.
They get, you know, 7 Mile Casino says, here's $500 for these athletes. Split it up. Thank you for coming on to the show. They were just putting it right in pocket.
This is why even college athletes need good agents. You know, agents sometimes get a bad rap. You know, they're the you know, seedy underbelly of sports, and they're all about the money and, you know, Bob Sugar, but a good agent is making sure you're not getting cheated as well. You know, because it's not, you can't expect even professional players to know they're dealing with podcasts and different contracts and stuff. And how are they ever going to know, like, oh, the sponsor really paid $5,000, but he told me it was $4,000. They were just taking $1,000. How would he ever know unless an agent is looking over all the contract details and everything and making sure everything's on the up and up?
The media is accusing these two of civil theft, breach of contract, unjust enrichment, and in one of their cases, computer trespass and invasion of privacy.
A good agent also just sends you random memes and TikTok videos to your Instagram all day long. And
what are you talking about here?
And that's pretty much it as far as contact goes. Just different. Like, for example, I'll show you the ones from yesterday that came to your old pal Woodsy, San Diego's concierge. Got three different ones yesterday. Here we go. I remember this kid. What a cool story. I don't know. And then Mike Trout, prospect dugout picture. And Moms of the MLB.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe show content.
Maybe. Maybe so, not.
We didn't
maybe.
Bring up any of those things today.
Correct. Mm. That's also a good agent does that.
Yeah.
I didn't even get any of that. So.
You don't even get that.
You don't even get that.
I don't even get that.
Would you know if you did?
No.
Correct. Do you follow each other? Probably not.
I follow him on Insta.
Yeah. All yeah. Right.
I don't check always my Insta messages, though, so.
Probably smart.
And then, finally, gentlemen, it is the 30th anniversary this year of this sound. You remember this sound when you were booting up a computer 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Windows.
Windows, yeah.
It was like the original Windows.
I remember that for sure.
Sound. Did you know that Brian Eno produced that sound?
Oh, wow.
He made that sound. Microsoft, like, commissioned Brian Eno to create the Windows 95 reboot chime that you just heard. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because that soundbite was recently placed into, or archived, into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry, which by definition is a list of sound recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant and inform or reflect life in the United States.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And that is, I think that's a good call.
It's really good.
It also went
How much do you think you make for that? Hey, one of Brian Eno, Brian Eno world famous know. Producer.
Microsoft money.
What'd that take him? 30 seconds? Ring, ding, ding, ding.
That's who Eno Saris is named after, yeah. Brian Eno.
It's true.
Yeah.
Is that David more Bowie, or less like, famous, though, than the You've Got Mail?
You've Got Mail's very famous.
From AOL.
That's
You've
a good
Got
one.
Mail. That now, belonged to Elwood Edwards.
He did
actually
that one?
Recorded
You've
that.
Got Mail.
I wonder how much he made for that. Probably less than Brian Eno did.
Probably.
Probably. I would just assume so.
I'm paying you $100 for that. That's it, right? Give me $100.
No.
Ben, it took him.
It's Brian Eno.
It took
I guarantee
him 7
you get
seconds.
At least 5 figures.
Five.
Yeah. 10,000 minimum.
All right. We got to figure that out.
Some of the other inductions to the 2025 Library of Congress National Recording Registry are Tracy Chapman's self-titled debut album.
Okay.
Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Back to Black with Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Miles Davis's Bitches Brew.
Yep.
And the Hamilton cast recording, original cast recording. And then also
the Ben Higgins Barbershop Quartet version.
We're hoping for 2026, actually, on that one.
Please submit it.
Chuck Thompson's radio broadcast of Game 7 of the 1960 World Series.
Sick.
Is that the shot heard around the world?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I would like your stomach gurgles to make it in, too. It would also be hot beef, bloody beer, all of them.
Hot beef!
Would
hot
that
beef.
Absolutely
the registry,
be in there.
Get, him in, get
the Smithsonian.
It in there.
If it's not, it should be.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Let somebody find out how much Brian Eno was paid for that. Because if it's more than $100.
Michael, this is, I don't know where he gets his money in the chat. Third is info. $35,000 is what he says. A couple
grand.
People have confirmed that. $35,000. I was right. 5 figures.
Again, in the wrong business. 35 grand for bling, ding, ding, ding. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Good day's work. Good.
A simple Google search does all confirm. Yeah. $35,000 for a 3.25 second clip.
They used it a lot, though.
They did.
Every computer in America.
Does he get royalties for every time?
No, I think it was a one-time flat fee,
like Michael Buffer. Look.
All right, we got to boot up the roundtable coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for joining us. This show returns tomorrow at 6 a.m. Paulie, enjoy not being on the roundtable.
I will.
We don't have enough chairs for you.
Enjoy.
But Woodsy and I will be back in just a moment here. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.